Right, joining us on KMBR 680, he's the batting coach of the San Francisco Giants, Sir Hensley Mullins. Nice to see you. Have you calmed down yet after the WBC?
Oh yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me on, Marty. Yeah, that was a great time being with the people from the home country and participating in the big tournament. But you know, we had a great run. You know, we almost got to the finish line, but we didn't. But I'm proud of the guys. And but that's over with, and my main priority now is to get these hitters ready to continue to have success in the field.
Well, the hitting is going well. I mean, honestly, you look up and down the lineup, the team comes back and they score a lot of runs. You have to be pleased overall.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in the early goings, you know, a lot of times you wait for guys to, you know, put 3-4 weeks in to get the at-bats, to get the timing and the rhythm going. And, you know, from that point on, you say, well, they can be consistent and cruise. But, you know, it's nice to see guys coming out early and having good starts to their seasons. And, you know, we're still working on a couple of our guys to join the parade. But, you know, we had a good game from Buster yesterday. He's been up and down a little bit, but you can see that he's pretty close. You know, he got a huge hit from Bell to win the game last night. You know, he's been up and down and more down than up. But, you know, we keep working with him because we know he's in there. You know, we had a great spring, and we tried to continue to tell him that, you know, the form he was at, the mechanics that he used in spring is a little different. You know, he kind of went back to his old tricks, but, you know, the old bad habits keep creeping in, and we just got to kick him back out. And that's, you know, how he's going to be consistent in this league. And he knows it. You know, he worked a little bit the last couple of days early in the field, and he's feeling better. You know, those two guys are huge for us. You know, besides having Crawford, that's doing fantastic with the bat. You know, he's cleaned up a lot of his mechanical issues. And you know, Pablo. You know, he's on pace to have over 100 RBIs again. So you know, these guys are good. You know, we're waiting for Scudero and Posey and Bell to join the other guys that are doing pretty good.
All right, it's a pleasure always to talk ball with you. We get these inside scoop, really. You say what's really happening. Let's go to a couple of the hot spots, though. Belt, and we've talked about falling back into bad habits again, and maybe he's not turning that shoulder, and the bat speed isn't there. But what went on? Because in spring training, you were gone for a little bit of it. Boy, every time a guy got in the game, he had a home run. What happened with him?
Well, you know, we tend not to put too much emphasis on the spring training statistics. You know, it's high altitude down there. You know, the ball carries very well. Not to take any way away from the way he swung the bat, he did do a standard. That's why I said earlier we want to get him back to that form he was in there. And but you know, he had a couple of days that he was sick early in the season. You know, he missed a couple of days, and you know, it seems like that took a lot out of him. And you know, we just trying to get him back on track into you know, not overloading too far back and then having to come too far forward to hit the ball, and then he's late. Just yesterday we told him, you know, Boch is out here helping out. Don't have too much movement going back, and don't think about having to go too far forward either. You know, keep your weight center and just rotate and stay behind the ball. And you know, hopefully when he starts tomorrow, we can see an improvement when it comes to that. And we already saw a big hit last night, so hopefully he can build from that.
Yeah, well, it's a story of baseball hitting, and that's be quick in the strike zone. No one was better than Barry Bonds. He could wait, boy, that bat from where it started to where it finished up. Nobody was ever quicker than him.
That's right. You know, in our era, I think that's the greatest hitter that we've seen, and he played here. And you know, these guys, they watch him film all the time. You know, they see how quiet he was and how patient he was and how quick he was, like you're saying, in the strike zone. And that's what we're trying to get Bell to be. You know, he's a big, strong guy, that's quick, but you know, with too much movement in the body, you know, you're gonna slow down. So we're just gonna clean those things up, and hopefully he'll have a good time hitting from here on out.
I got it. No, you explained it very well. It's a pleasure to have Bam Bam Mullins on with us, as always. Posey, and I talked a lot about him last weekend, and of course he got the big home run, and he's hit a home run against Arizona as well. But I say, when you got to get out of a slump, go the other way. Hit the ball up the middle. That's what I say. I don't know. Is that any validity in that?
No, but he is that type of hitter, you know. But you know, you're right. You know, he's trying to do a little too much for a while there, and he, you know, fessed up to it. And I said, hey, listen, you know, your strength is in your legs. You're not using your legs. You're trying to create power with your upper body, and that's not you. And you just be yourself. You know, don't try to justify the contract you just signed. You know, felt a little pressure by that, but you know, just try to be yourself. Wait for the ball, see the ball deep in the zone, and use the entire field, you know, and maintain your balance. He was kind of bending at the waist and falling over a little bit. That's why, I don't know if you've noticed, but when he swung and missed or swung and foul balls off, he was almost falling over the plate. And that's an indication that, you know, he wasn't staying on his legs. And, you know, for him, a couple key things for him is to get loaded back so that it can separate, and that means that front foot is going forward and landing softly and then rotate. He wasn't able to do that. He was kind of gliding and stepping and swinging at the same time, which was causing him to be late and him not stance on certain pitches. But, you know, the last few days he swung the bat well. You know, he could have had 5 hits last night. You know, if he hit 5 balls hard, he got unlucky in a couple of them. But, you know, he had the big home run to tie the game and also hit a big double. So I think he's on the right track now that we talked and we worked. You know, he's been coming down in the cage every day to work a little bit on his tee drill, and also hitting off the curveball machine to create some separation. So he's working. The season is long. We know he is a valuable piece of our lineup, and it looks like he's going to be back on track here pretty soon.
Yeah, boy, I should have noticed that. I always love the way he gets his foot down so softly. I'm going to have to look for that again. I'll never forget watching him in BP, and I think maybe you pointed out to me how his foot just gets down, and it's always down getting ready for that pitch. It's a key balance. All right, how about Pablo Sandoval? I mean, you know, I watch him hit, and balls around his ankles, bang. Balls up in his face, bang. Balls down the middle, foul ball.
Well, he keeps amazing us, and, you know, you said it right. You know, he's a bad ball hitter, and, you know, pitches in the strike zone, he tends to try to do too much with him. That's why he fouls him up, and he doesn't stay on him. But when he has to bend over and somehow that bat stays flat through the zone, or when he has to climb the ladder and hit a pitch over his head, that bat stays flat through the zone. He's unbelievable how he can do that. Believe it or not, we're trying to get him to do something with those pitches that are in the middle of the plate by not trying to do too much. You know, less is more, especially when the pitch is already there in the strike zone to hit. So he's working on it. He's a conscious of it, and you know, but you know, he's on pace to drive in a lot of runs, and you know, he can't take his aggressiveness away to try to be too fine. You got to let him be, and hopefully keep working on that little part, and he'll get better with it.
Yeah, I say, look, he's a number three hitter. You don't have another one, and he's a very valuable hitter in this lineup, and I don't care what he does or what he looks like, this guy's got to hit third for the Giants. Andres Torres has had a nice beginning of the season, and Blanco as well in left field. They're actually a force now when either one of them plays. They can run. They come up with big hits.
Yes, I think that's a good combination, no doubt, for us in left field with Blanco and Torres. Torres has done a lot of work here the last couple of weeks. You know, just to quiet himself down, just to try not to do too much, not to swing too hard. And, you know, he had a nice game for us yesterday with a couple hits. You know, he stayed on the ball, hit the ball the other way the day before. And you know, those are the little things that I showed him on film just a couple of days ago, how well he did him in 2010 and how good of a year he had for us to win the first World Series. And, you know, he was trying to do some other things, and I said, you know, you just do this. You know, this was way more than good enough. And, you know, if you do that again, you know, with the platoon situation with Blanco, Blanco's doing his part too by, you know, hitting more balls on the ground and hitting more line drive, using the bunt more. You know, he's got like 4 or 5 of those swinging bunts. You know, it's unbelievable how he does that. But, you know, those guys are electric. You know, they got speed. When they get on the bases, you know, something happens all the time because the opposition, the defense is aware of them. You know, they can steal bases, they can go from first to third, they can score from the, you know, from first. You know, that's a lot of different dynamics they bring to our lineup. And, you know, we're happy we have both of them. And, you know, hopefully they can stay consistent throughout the year and you know, and injury-free to help us Eagles win this thing again.
Yeah, it's fun to watch them. A couple of last questions for you. Nice, to, of course, we love having Hensley Mullins on. This Sir Hensley, of course, we love having him on. We'll be a manager. We know it. It's going to happen in the big leagues. He is going to be there after this wonderful WBC. Scudero. And, you know, I look at it, you know, some are good days, some are not so good days. What's up with him?
Well, he struggled at the end of spring with the lower back stiffness. You know, he's still nursing that. You know, they think to believe that, you know, it's slowly going away, but he's still at days, feels better than others. And, you know, that hampers his hitting. You know, he's a guy that's, you know, really still in the box, but he relies a lot on explosion at the end when he's about to hit the ball. And he hasn't been able to do that on a consistent basis without being pain-free. And that's one of the things that you can tell, that he's uttering the swing and it's loopy, and then he gets underneath the ball. We never saw him hit fly balls last year. You know, he hit hard line drives or hard ground balls. And right now, you know, because of that issue, you know, he's kind of coming up with his front hip, and that causes his barrel to drop in the back, and he's hitting underneath some balls. And, you know, he knows it. You know, we worked on it. You know, the day before yesterday when he went over for, I went over and talked to him right after the game. He says, hey, listen, you know, I know what it is. I know you're watching. I know you're trying to help me. It's just that I need to, you know, in my mind, free myself that, you know, my back is fine, that, you know, I can work through this. And, you know, sometimes I feel better than others. And when I feel good, you see, you know, I get a couple hits those days. And when I don't, you know, that's when I get underneath balls. But, you know, the trainers are working with him. We're fighting through it. And hopefully before long, he'll be pain-free, so he can be his old self.
Well, there's a reason for everything. All right, this young man, Didi Gregorius, you had him in the WBC. He's now shortstop for Arizona. What do you think of him?
Well, you know, we didn't get to use him because he got hurt right before the tournament started. He hurt his elbow, and the Diamondbacks kept him out of the WBC. But he would have been one of five shortstops that I would have had. Would have been a problem. But, you know, I would have had to use one of them in the outfield. But, you know, he's a young kid, 23 years old, from Curacao, that's ascended to the big leagues here last year with the Reds, and now with the Diamondbacks. He's a quality person, and I think a very aggressive and a very good shortstop that's going to hit some. You know, he's already hit a couple home runs here this year, and he's hitting for average. So he's a player that's going to be around for a while, and I wish him luck. I think that, you know, slowly but surely our guys are being noticed here in the big leagues, and he's one for sure that's going to stick around for a while.
Good for him. Hey, thanks so much as always. A pleasure to have you on. I mean it. You know, I learned so much hitting from you, and I think the fans do too, so I appreciate you taking the time.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good time.
All right. Bam Bam Mullins right here on KNBR 680.